This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The rookie kicker, Tyler Loop, will try to win it and send the Ravens to the playoffs.
The amount of work that has gone in from the offseason to the preseason to the regular season now comes down to one kick where one team tomorrow will be packing up their lockers for the offseason as the other team will host a playoff game next week.
Tyler Loop made his only try tonight from 40. He is 30 of 33 on the season. He has not missed from inside 50 yards. This will be a 44-yard attempt. It will come from the middle of the field. Here's the snap, the spot. The kick is on the way. It is no good. He missed it. It's wide to the right, and the Pittsburgh Steelers have won the division. The Steelers are going to the playoffs. Tyler Loop missed it wide right, and the Steelers have won the game 26-24. Pittsburgh wins the AFC North. They will go to the playoffs.
What an unbelievable game.
I mean, how can you put into words just the thin line between if they make that kick, season's over, comes to a screeching halt, and missing that kick and the winner going on?
You know how it is. If my aunt had male parts, she'd be my uncle.
Good line for Mike Tomlin. He was feeling himself, and he's actually come under some fire for that. And this is going to surprise you, not from me. I got texts about it. I saw that one of the big Pitt insiders out there, Chris Dokish, I believe is his name, ridiculed Tomlin for his celebration after the game,
like the
beating his chest like King Kong and
thumping.
Then doing the kiss to the camera. Yeah, really? Not everybody liked that. This is what he said about it. Tomlin pounding his chest and blowing a kiss is why I don't like that guy. They easily could have lost because of his team's usual busted coverage, but he got bailed out, and he's acting like he did something.
Where did he tweet this?
By that logic, okay,
Chris. No, I'm trying to find this.
By that logic.
Yeah.
Should Bill Parcells have refused the Gatorade bath after Super Bowl 25?
Yes.
And said, no, get away from me. Norwood missed. We should have lost. What the hell did I do to win this game? Don't carry me off the field, damn it. Put my big tuna fat ass down and let me walk with my head held, hung low to the locker room.
I mean, I think you know how this goes. And forget about like Tomlin's lack of success. Obviously, in the playoffs lately. Just a lot of people now just do not like him. And so it's, if I like you as a player or coach, you are allowed to do X, Y, or Z. If I don't like you, you are not, and that's a bad thing. That's all. That's like tale as old as time. If Mike had won three Super Bowls in a row somehow coming into this, and they were still trying to gun for a fourth, and they still everything happens the way it did, people probably love it. There's Mike again. Somehow, some way, he's silencing the haters. But he's got more haters in Pittsburgh than he does anywhere else, and that's why that stuff's not going to go over well with
people. I think there were a lot of moments in this game where we saw the warts on Mike Tomlin's resume and his coaching facade and everything else, for sure. But I don't know, man. I'm just not in the mood. People can get on my case all they want. I do think he silenced some critics last night. I dubbed it this. If this were not a playoff game, but the closest a regular season game can be to a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
Playoff game adjacent, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
Lately in those games, his team plays like crap. And it looked like they were going down that path after the opening drive of the game for the Ravens in the first offensive possession for the Steelers, where they came out and threw the ball three times and immediately punted it. So I thought we were going down that deep, dark path again. Here's a game where it has the ultimate stakes. You lose and your season's over. They win, they move on. And his team sacked up. And yeah, busted coverages. And yeah, play at the end of the first half. And yeah, some fourth down question marks. All true. But, you know, go pick out some other big games in either Steelers history or NFL history that came down to literally the last play. I bet the coaches in those games had some brain fart moments too. You don't need to like hand in your magnum opus as a coach in order for you to get credit for the win. He should get credit for this one. His team was resilient. They kept with it. They dealt with adverse circumstances, some of which created by their own with like the DK Metcalf suspension. But they triumphed and came out on top.
His team was in a heavyweight fight. He likes to call them that. They got wobbled badly early. They collected and regathered themselves and played well. And Mike's capacity to motivate his players, which I think in any normal, healthy environment where you're talking about somebody who does what he does, would be seen as ultimately a good thing and a positive. His players want to play hard for him. His players aren't going to make business decisions like, which Steeler was it? Suggesting that the Ravens were making some business decisions tackling in the second half on Warren and Gainwell, that guys weren't really going hard after it as much as they should have. Like, Mike's capacity to get his guys to play hard and to not give in should be a positive. It has been twisted into a huge negative, the implication being he doesn't know schemes, he doesn't know defense, he doesn't know anything. All he's good at is rah-rahing these guys. And listen, I would like for Mike as a coach to be the ultimate tactician, to be flawless with his process on game management. The fact of the matter is, the other guy on the other sideline, who most people here, I think, broadly speaking, think is a better coach than Mike.
Although I don't think anymore, but
probably not
to.
Anymore, but for a very long time, he was held up as, I wish we had that guy, he's so much better. That guy, we just got done talking about him butchering a field goal situation with a rookie kicker because he decided he'd had enough. That's bad coaching. It is. Also, just not being ready to like figure out a way to surmount the loss of Kyle Hamilton in the game. Not great coaching. Like, part of doing a good job is finding a way when your best offensive player's out, which Mike did, by the way, with no TJ Watt.
Yeah, they went to Detroit and won.
I understand that he had time to prep for it, but Kyle Hamilton goes out and that house of cards falls apart. I think that comes back on your coaching. It has to. Mike also presided over a team that won the game and scored 26 points and racked up almost 400 yards without his best receiver.
And Rodgers played well, and Rodgers is here because of Mike, and when they embraced after the game, Rodgers said again to Mike privately, thanks for letting me come here. So there's that. Here's Ken on the Fan. Hello, Ken.
Hey, guys. Hey. Thanks for taking my call. First time caller.
Great. What's up?
Kudos for you and your theme today. If you're a Steeler fan and you watch that game and just can't take for the week anyway that your team played violent, your team came to play, your coach played to win, your offense was dialed in at the fourth quarter when you needed it most, if you can't see that as a fan, even with all the warts and blemishes for the whole season, then you know what? Turn in your terrible towel and go call up Cleveland Station, because you guys are spot on. It's refreshing, even if it's just for a week, to just take a deep collective breath and say, that was our team out there. That's the team we expected. That's the team that showed up, and that's the team that put our arch rival into the ground and set them golfing for the season.
Thanks, Ken. I also think that you're allowed to revel in the Ravens or like the Patriots when they were really good. I think it's great. Like, it's perfectly acceptable and predictable fan behavior to revel in their misfortune too, especially when you're the person that's
almost
providing it.
That's almost better than your team doing well, is reveling when a team you absolutely hate just completely, you know, gags.
Yes.
Not everyone swayed though by you, Pony, like Ken was. This text: Tomlin still sucks. Pony is turning soft in his 40s. Now you're getting accused of just becoming an old softy, a grandpa in waiting here.
But why would you want to say after a game like that the coach sucked?
Because I think people, broadly speaking, if I'm going to pause the truce for a second, felt like yesterday just as... I got people... I saw Instagram stories of this. People like I know who I went to high school with saying, great, wonderful win. They're going to lose this coming Monday, and winning that game guaranteed 3 to 5 more years of the same crap with Mike. I think this well has become so...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Poisoned beyond belief that people, I think, also are potentially mistakenly believing that Mike is going to actually want to do this for 3 to 5 more years here. I don't think that's a guarantee whatsoever. Now, maybe I'm going to end up being proven wrong and all he wants to ever do is be the Steelers head coach for as long as they'll let him do it. Does he strike you as a guy who definitively wants to coach here 3 to 5 more years? I don't think that's the case.
Well, no, but I would be lying to you if I didn't watch that game and how it ended and how it played out and think, does he really want to turn off the endorphin rush that is winning games like this to take the elevator up to the booth and just describe what's happening?
Okay, so here, I'll give you one more. Fake John and Robinson messaged me after I said it's people like him or they don't like him and that colors how they feel about his actions. He said, it's not simply whether people like him or don't. If you want something resembling a build by this franchise towards being a consistent contender, him kissing at the camera was a, quote, see haters moment. It changes nothing to the fact that the Steelers are now looking at another half decade of this kind of stuff. Like that was basically, oh, you guys said I was going to lose. You guys hate me. Well, look, I'm still here. I'm still
so
standing.
He subscribes to the Dokish theory that it was
just telling off the haters. Is
like
what
it just
he
did not
to.
It did not sit well with him.
Well, because I think in Faye
John's
case, because
he thinks it symbolizes and represents, like, I know what I'm doing. You guys need to shut the hell
like
up.
You guys constantly hit me with this noise.
How do you like me now?
Yeah, but and to that point, by the way, how do you like me now does feel hollow unless you win a playoff game, finally, and get yourself into the final eight. Because if it's how do you like me now for going 10-7 and winning, admittedly, like an unbelievably entertaining, thrilling game.
Mm-hmm.
If you lose this week, how do you like me now lasted for how many hours? 100 and some odd hours?
I think it's somewhere between, though. Like, let me draw this analogy. I think when they won 3 in a row and made the playoffs with Mason Rudolph and won that game in Baltimore in the rain, and then we watched the next day in surprise when the Jags were a huge favorite and got beat by Derrick Henry's Titans when Mike Vrabel was getting fired the next day and they were one of the worst teams in the NFL and they got in.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day we came on the air and we're like, I don't know how good this team is, but this is really cool. This is pretty neat that this team rallied late in the season behind this folk hero quarterback that everybody wrote off, and now they're going to play an extra game. And when they lost to Buffalo, I do remember still thinking and hearing most of our listeners be like, this sucks. We got blown out again in a playoff loss. Like, it negated a lot of the magic that came with the Mason Rudolph run. I think that the way they won the game last night is going to dull some of the pain if they lose to Houston. Not all of it by a long shot. It's not going to make it acceptable or necessarily forgivable. But I do think that team like rallied to just be the third wild card team.
Do you think internally
this team won the division?
Do you think they're also though seen as easily the weakest team in the AFC field? If we're talking like as a practical matter, they have the lowest chances. You can go look at any power ranking the field, whatever.
You're right.
I think,
they're not a touchdown underdog or a double digit underdog. Like say Carolina,
they're a 3.5 point dog. I think the problem a lot of people would have though is they'd feel like winning this game internally for the Steelers reconfirms their priors. Just we know what we're doing. Our way is still going to work. The reason there was, like, I think a lot of frustration after the Rudolph win and then getting in and losing is, you knew by extension that was pretty much the end of Kenny Pickett and that was a first-round pick failure.
Yep.
This is kind of in the wind. Nobody really knows what they're going to do at quarterback. I just think a lot of people would see this and say, how can this be a validation of a process that, to this point yet, still hasn't yielded a playoff win in forever?
Not here, but I would say this process has worked for other teams.
Well, when you say this process, like, I'm talking about specifically the Steelers, the way they've done their business for a while
so
now.
Yes, so am I. I'm talking about...
Who's it worked for?
It's worked Steelers for Denver and Tampa.
How are you, like, veteran quarterback, you mean? So
yes.
The Peyton Manning, Tom Brady.
Yeah, like, veteran Hall of Fame, first ballot Hall of Fame, multi-time MVP, in the conversation for greatest quarterback of all time. Two teams went that route and won Super Bowls.
Brady was still playing at a much higher consistent level than Rodgers, obviously. Manning wasn't, but that Broncos defense was better than this defense by probably a significant amount.
Yeah, but just like I said to you before, I think it was the Detroit game when we were like having like arguments about how good Rodgers could be or is or whatever, and I said, I still think he's got MVP performances in him. Not saying he can string them along, not saying he can do it consistently, but I think he can still have a game or two like that. And in the second half of last night's game, I think he did that again. He did that, I think, in the first Baltimore game. So I do think he still can. I mean, he can absolutely be better than Manning was when that team beat the Steelers and won the Super Bowl 10 years ago.
That Manning, I think, is going to go down as one of the ultimate all-time, like, modern era outliers as far as what you were getting from your quarterback and then what actually your team got. The year Brady took Tampa to the Super Bowl, the guy threw 40 touchdowns.
I mean,
he was still, by any metric, like one of the five best quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, but I mean, there's even more historic examples. You've got Warner and the Cardinals losing to the Steelers in the Super Bowl. Before that, you've got Montana in Kansas City getting to an AFC championship game. People have used this blueprint before.
It just requires you to be like nearly perfect in every other phase, and it requires, boy, the basically, when you get that little window of maybe there's going to be Rodgers dropped back a bunch. There's what, like probably 10 elite reps from him last night, like drop back and make a really good play. You better use them to the absolute maximum efficacy.
Here is our number two fan, Jeff in South Park. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Happy Victory Monday.
Yes.
I will say that I didn't expect them to win last night. Pleasantly surprised. For all the people that are going to stick to their guns because they just hate Tomlin so much, I mean, here's the thing. Do I still think that for the long-term health of the franchise, they should move on? Yes. It's also kind of the same reason why I didn't really want Rodgers when all that talk was happening in the offseason. But guess what? They're here. Like, this is your team. Like, I'm obviously going to root for them to succeed in the moment. And I just don't understand. I mean, it's not like Tomlin is, you know, committing crimes or breaking international laws or sending people to war. This is sports. So it's like, it's your team. You should root for him to succeed if he's going to be the guy. And I'm absolutely doing that. And as far as the matchup going forward next week with Houston, I think it really comes down to this. It's as simple as, are we going to get good Rodgers or are we going to get bad Rodgers? Because the defense has been largely disappointing this year. Like, the defense has played, what, 3 good games this year? I think about their 7 losses, one of which they didn't have Rodgers in. And then the other 6, he only played well in the Cincinnati loss on Thursday night. He played really well, and the defense was just that bad. He was really bad in the other 5 losses. And it's like, because he's 42, he can't string together multiple games in a row where he's elite. But can he do 2 or 3? Maybe. I don't think he can do 4 in a row. So, I mean, it really comes down to, just because the defense has been that bad this year, or disappointing, I should say, are we going to get good Rodgers or are we going to get bad Rodgers?
Well, that's the point on Tomlin, too, where, like, I understand once the conversation gets spun forward to the game on Monday, I do think there's the potential for some frustration with him in that Houston comes in with the number one defense in the NFL. Why did it happen there this season but not here? I mean, the whole foundation for their defense is the fact that they've got Hunter and Anderson. They've got these two bookend edge rushers that wreak havoc and create
chaos. Shutdown corner and Stingley.
Yes.
Like an ultimate shutdown corner.
Okay, so maybe the Steelers don't have quite that. I mean, Porter's had a really good year, and they brought Ramsey in and paid him big money. The Steelers have 3 elite edge rushers for me. They've got Watt, they've got Highsmith, they've got Herbig. They've got 3, they've got 2. And they've used that formula to produce the best defense in the NFL. And by all the metrics, the Steelers are middle of the pack. Can they have their moments? Yes. Can they take the ball away like they did in the Colts game? Sure. Can they have games where they shut down the run? Absolutely. But by and large, they've been an average unit for this entire season. And average just isn't going to cut it in the playoffs.
It might against the Texans if you can get to their offense in, like, what, race to 12 points.
No, but I'm saying if you're a great, I think what you're trying to say is, yeah, like the Texans offense isn't that good. A great defense would hold the Texans offense to under 17 points when they come in here Monday night.
I mean,
period.
Yeah, a great defense would make it a true, like, legit race to 13. First team to get their wins. And they're not. I mean, the Texans also just have 2 of their highest profile draft picks of recent years playing starring roles. And, like, that hasn't always happened for the Steelers. They've used a lot of capital on both sides of the ball, but in general, it's just a story of good drafting. They run the defense the Steelers would love to run, and Mike would love to run.
But I will say about their last 2 first round picks, I do me likey, as the kids say.
No, Fautanu
and Harmon look like dudes.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And apparently, the guy that I thought was going to be the best left tackle in franchise history might get
usurped by an
undrafted 27-year-old former quarterback.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, Financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.